That's Immigrant Union there with Ahmed. And I'm joined in the studio by the wonderful Brianna here to let us know a little bit about what's happened on this day in history. How are you going, Brianna?
I'm good, Danny. How are you?
All the better for having you join me here in the studio.
I just want to say before I deep dive into what's been happening, just in case nobody heard, has been listening before, hello, welcome. But Danny has mentioned numerous times, just to let you know, Donald Trump is the coronavirus, everybody.
Yes, I'd heard about that.
Just a reminder for everybody. So it was on this day, Danny, actually, that Charles Darwin, this is a very random turn from COVID to Charles Darwin, but anyway, stay with me. He returned home from a five-year boating expedition back from England in 1836. So in these 5 years, he went around the South Pacific and Atlantic Oceans, New Zealand, the Galapagos Islands. And this is where he studied and he developed his theory on natural selection.
I'm sure there are some similarities between Darwinism and things that have happened today.
There could be a certain extent of survival of the fittest in that.
But
moving on, the 2nd of October also was when The Adventures of Peter Rabbit by Beatrix Potter was commercially published in 1902.
And still going.
Yes, so the publishing company, Frederick Warner & Co., interestingly, they initially didn't want the book because Beatrix wanted to make it a smaller, not coloured, so it could be more affordable, but they wanted it to be a big, fancy copy. So she decided to print her own copies the year prior. So she printed 250 copies by herself. They sold, so they just went, okay, make sure you colour your images and we'll sell the book. So this is when it became an official commercial success.
Excellent.
And it still is.
And that bing there in the background was to signify that it was a correct answer from you, Brianna. Well done.
I guess it was. And going on to things that are very well known, Peanuts, the comic strip, was printed on this very day for the first time. So the very first comic strip, it was four little pictures, and that's where good old Charlie Brown first debuted.
Oh, indeed.
And he was believed to be the illustrator's alter ego, and Snoopy actually didn't make an appearance. He did not appear until 2 days later.
Oh, right. The late edition.
Yes.
1950, wasn't it?
Yes, 1950. So 70
Amazing.
Years of Charlie Brown and the Peanuts.
Oh. Amazing stuff. Love the Peanuts gang. Woodstock, Charlie, Franklin, Lucy, Linus.
I actually haven't watched the Christmas special. I need to do that.
That's very good. They completely ignore adults. It's wonderful.
Moving over to Guinea. Guinea declared independence from France on this very day in 1958, but it wasn't a smooth process. So France had been occupying the West African nations since the mid-19th century, but did not. They had to give some ownership because of some grassroots momentum and movement, but they were controlling so their currency, their administrative processes. So it wasn't until protests a lot more that they managed to reclaim Guinea.
It is always hard to break away from France.
Yes. So they overturned it and they had their Guinean president brought in on this day.
Ah, excellent.
So I'm going to jump a bit forward. This is very random, but have you ever watched Scrubs, Danny?
I believe I've caught it. I've not enough to be knowledgeable on the subject, and I understand that it is a program that sort of people are passionate about.
Yes, well, it debuted on the 2nd of October in 2001 on NBC.
Really? It's that old?
Yes, it only had 9 seasons. It wrapped up in 2010. For some reason, I thought it was going longer than that. Maybe that's Grey's Anatomy that's still going. Yeah, I think it's Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, Grey's, the not-so-funny one.
Well, I don't know. Well, it's got McDreamy, and a lot of people like McDreamy, McSteamy, but anyway.
Do you see it?
What, Grey's Anatomy?
No. The McDreamy thing. Does that do it for you?
I don't know. Depends on what mood I'm in.
Not as much as Peanuts, obviously.
Oh, well, it's got a beagle in it. How can you not? So 20 years ago, yesterday was when the Olympics wrapped up in Sydney. And the reason why I'm bringing it up now is because it was today in 2009 that Rio de Janeiro won the bid to host the 2016 Olympics and Paralympics.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so they beat Tokyo, Madrid and Chicago, and it's the first South American city to play host.
Jeez, I bet Tokyo wish they'd got that 2016 one.
Yeah, it's a real shame, isn't it? And I also didn't know, fun fact, Los Angeles is going to be the 2028 Olympics, I think, after Paris.
I didn't know about that one either. They got it again, did they?
Yes, and finally, to wrap up this day, for any listeners who have their birthdays today or know someone who has their birthday, happy birthday. You're also sharing your birthday with Sting.
Ah, really?
Yes, yes.
Ah.
Happy birthday to everyone, and also happy birthday to Sting. I will be honest, I forgot his age. 1951, so he's 69 today. I didn't make a note of it. Oopsies.
I love it.
You're listening to...
Thanks, Brianna. We'll invite you back onto the program in just a little bit. But to get us there, here's some Family Jordan now.